This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Each legislative session, there are bills that grab the spotlight, and then those which move through far more quietly, but still have the potential to affect a lot of lives. That may be the case this session for Senate Bill 715. In fact, one Austin newspaper calls it the biggest threat to the city. So why isn't this bill getting more attention? Well, its topic isn't what most would consider stimulating. It's about how cities broaden their limits using annexation. One of the Texas cities that could be most affected is San Antonio. Viana Davila covers city government and growth for the Express News. Viana, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
So what would Senate Bill 715 do?
Essentially, it would reform the annexation laws that have been in place since 1999 was really the last major reform of annexation law in Texas. And what it would do is end involuntary annexation. And what that allows is large cities like San Antonio, like Austin, to do these pretty massive annexations of unincorporated parts of the county. And they can basically do that without the consent of the residents that live in those places. Mm. Now, there's various steps that cities have to take before they can do that. I don't want to make it sound like it can happen overnight. But what this would basically say is residents in those areas would have a say, would have a vote, or could petition before they could be annexed.
So why are so many cities and I guess the Texas Municipal League against the bill?
Texas Municipal League has long been against any efforts at annexation reform. They're basically saying, you know, this is an economic tool that allows cities to ensure their financial well-being and manage growth. San Antonio has been used to great effect to expand the city. And some of the arguments that they make, you know, often is that, you know, a lot of economic growth that we've had. They mentioned the Toyota manufacturing plant in San Antonio specifically, you know, wouldn't have happened. They say annexation is a way for cities to protect military bases because cities have more statutory power to regulate growth and development than counties do in Texas. So they say without this tool, you're just going to have unfettered growth around cities. You know, San Antonio, just for example, is very different than a city like Dallas or Houston, which are already surrounded by other municipalities that have incorporated. And San Antonio so far on most sides isn't like that. And so they really want to be able to keep that ability to keep annexing and grow.
I understand that San Antonio has indeed been kind of at the center of this bill. Senator Donna Campbell is the one who wrote the bill, and she is from New Braunfels, right outside of the San Antonio area. What are a couple of the projects that have been sort of up for debate with this bill? I understand one is maybe going to be grandfathered in despite if the bill passes.
Right. So San Antonio has been trying to do kind of its first large annexation in the last 15 years. 3 years ago, they really launched a massive annexation plan to annex, you know, I think we would have become the sixth largest city in the U.S. if we had done it. Hmm. They've scaled that back. But what they want to do is annex a sizable area along Interstate 10 north of San Antonio and a commercial area along U.S. 281, kind of heading up to the Blanco region. And this bill would stop that because those annexations have been triggered, but they aren't completed. Now, another thing that San Antonio is trying to work out currently is basically a deal with Converse so that Converse would annex some unincorporated parts of Bexar County that San Antonio, for some financial reasons, doesn't want to annex but doesn't want to leave out in the county. Mm. And so Senator Menendez had proposed several amendments to Campbell's bill. This is, I believe, the only one, but I need to double check that she accepted that would allow that Converse deal to be grandfathered.
I guess the bottom line here for cities, one Austin official sums it up saying that without the authority to freely annex, cities in Texas could become like Detroit, surrounded by suburbs and unable to grow their tax bases. I guess the implication there is that this would be financially devastating, right?
Exactly. And that's an argument that San Antonio, I mean, that's not the only one they make for annexation. They often say, well, we want to plan for growth. But I mean, I think the bottom line is that there is a financial piece to this and that they very much fear. I mean, this would be a huge change. I to folks who maybe already live in cities or have never dealt with this would be a major change to state laws as how cities could grow.
Viana Davila is a senior enterprise reporter for the San Antonio Express News. Viana, thanks again.
Oh, thanks for having me.